his reaction.
Thank you. I thank the distinguished representative of Cuba for his important questions. So let me preface my answer by saying that I am not a lawyer, but I will share some perspectives. Regarding the different mandates between the first and fourth committee bodies dealing with space, I agree with my fellow panelists that coordination is very important. One of the issues that, one of the recommendations that we introduced in the 2013 report of the GGE on TCBMs was an encouragement for greater coordination between the first and fourth committee bodies. And I'm pleased to see that there have been a number of interactions that have taken place in the past few years. And I think this is a step in the right direction. I think we have to find a way to respect the different mandates of the two bodies, but nonetheless, there is scope for coordination. And as Ms. Raju mentioned, one obvious area is that of rendezvous and proximity operations. As to whether it's better to have voluntary or legally binding, in my view, it's not a case of one or the other. I think we will inevitably wind up having both binding rules complemented by voluntary guidelines, standards, etc., because this is the way in which we can clarify the application of these legally binding instruments to new contexts that arise in a rapidly evolving space arena. With regard to whether the question of some kind of international court for space or similar body, I agree with my fellow panelists. It's still early days to be considering something like that. Already, this issue has been touched on in the whole discussion around space traffic management, but the sense I get is that it's going to, in the end, be a pragmatic solution of bottom-up and top-down approaches that will be implemented.